RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we mix it up again and keep everything and anything in the world of travel coming at you on the front burner, last segment we were talking about the solar eclipse on Monday. Now, for today's personal connection, we're going to link you with some avid hikers, and we're sponsored by PatriotMobile.com/carry.
There are many options out there for phone service, and when you switch to PatriotMobile.com/carry, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedoms, our Constitution, as well as military, veterans, and first responder heroes. They offer the same dependable nationwide coverage we all want and need, accessing all three major networks, so you're going to get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding agendas that you disagree with.
You know, this is such a win-win because it's money you're already spending anyway, right? But now it's going to be working to help make a difference. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Visit PatriotMobile.com/carry for more info and to get free activation. You can also call 972-PATRIOT and use code CARRY, or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Olin and Danae Nettenberg have completed three of the most challenging long-distance trails in the U.S., the Appalachian, the Continental Divide, and the Pacific Coast Trail. Here's the twist. They did the Appalachian with their four kids and the other two trails with their five kids. Yes, a baby. We are now headed back to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline to share more, as waiting for us are Danae and Olin for today's personal connection segment of the show.
All right. Well, good morning, Olin and Danae. Nice to connect with you both here on the program today.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Nice to have you both here. Happy to have both of you. Danae, I'm going to start with you. You know, I feel like there are so many congratulations that we could be expressing here. I mean, first, you and Olin completed the Appalachian in 2020 in about 7 months with four kids under 12. That deserves a big congratulations. But then you doubled down as you both chose to hike the Continental Divide in 2022. We're told it took about 6 months, right? So you got that done in 6 months. Another feat that deserves congratulations. So how many miles a day could your kids handle? And if you don't mind, you know, share with everyone, who's the beast?
No problem. You know, honestly, we really have great kids, and the fact that we have so many, I think they kept each other company, so it made it pretty easy with them. As far as miles goes, they kind of improve their miles from, you know, each trail. We've done three long trails now, and the last one, they could keep up with any adult, but when we started, we definitely had to keep them entertained with lots of interesting songs and talking to them on the trail. But I think we averaged about, like 11 miles a day?
On the AT, it was about 10.
Yeah. So, you know, little by little, we made it through eventually. And then our youngest, who was four at the time, she got the name The Beast on the trail.
And why did she get that name?
Because I think people will love this.
Yeah.
Well, she is one tough cookie, so,
I love it.
Most people would probably want to call her Princess or Beauty or something, because she wore a little dress half of the way, the last half, but she's really tough deep down, and there's actually a long story with it. She was trying to catch up with another hiker going up a hill, and she earned that name.
Oh, that's terrific. I love it. So, Olin, with the exception of a little break that you guys took in 2021, I believe, to care for your newborn, congratulations on that. You and Danae got right back at it on the trails, as Robert said, in 2022 with the Divide, or the Continental Divide. Then last year, you all completed the Pacific Coast Trail. Olin, you realize some parents can't get their kids to walk more than 3 hours at Disney. So I'd like your view on your kids in terms of, did they actually all really enjoy this? I'm sure you still had your moments, though.
Yeah, it's fair to say that we had our moments. I mean, we had bad minutes and bad hours, but we never had bad days. By the end of every day, the kids were laughing and having fun and wanting to do it again. We always had, so when we started on the Appalachian Trail, we said, we're going to do this for a month, and if it's terrible, we'll stop. And after a month, everybody wanted to keep going. And it was actually the kids at the end of the Appalachian Trail who said, okay, guys, what's next? And so we talked about the other two trails. And they were the ones that kind of picked and pushed for it. I know it's hard for folks to believe, but the ones that hike with us have been able to see our kids really happily going down the trail. I mean, they're not suffering. They're not mad. They're not hurt. We're not poking and prodding them to go along. They just kind of go on their own, and you have to kind of mind ninja your kids and convince them that it's fun. Because a kid of that age, maybe when they're older teenagers, it might be different, but a kid of that age, really all they want is their parents' attention. So we're forced to be with them and in their face 24/7. We're all playing games. We're playing I Spy or 20 Questions, or we're singing Disney songs, whatever it happens to be. You know, each kid is different, but you find that thing that motivates that kid. And boy, you know, just hanging out together, a kid will do amazing things just to keep up with their parents.
Yeah, I love this. And I guess when you start them off when they're so young, they don't really know any better. So to them, this is all sort of normal. This is what their parents do. So since you're in our personal connection segment today, I'm going to ask this next question to both of you. Just briefly, how have these intensive through hikes, because they're intensive for an adult, but to do this with your family, that's extra work for you guys as well. How have they... these hikes really enriched you and your family? Danae first and then Olin.
I think it definitely has brought us closer together. Even now when we're off trail, I'm just missing the time that we have together. And it's kind of a very focused yet simple way of living. So your goal for the day is to get to your campsite that night. So you don't have to worry about getting all these other little things done. You know, you're out there, you're trying to hike and not twist your ankle, and you have to figure out what you're going to eat. But really, it's a very simple way of living. So I do miss the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm. And Olin?
I think some of the strongest family bonds are made with kind of shared encounters and then also just these experiences. So these are experiences that our kids will never forget, no matter how hard they try. They'll always remember this time. And I've just really appreciated that with the family. Mm-hmm. I hope that the kids can take from this that they've done something that very few other people in the world have done. And it's a hard thing. It doesn't seem hard in the moment, but when you step back and look at the entirety of it and the size and the scope and the scale of it, they've done a really hard thing. So as they come up upon new things, mm-hmm. We just want to remind them that they can do hard things. So for an example, this winter when we started them skiing and snowboarding, they were beside themselves that it was just such a challenge and so hard. And I said, wait, what are you talking about? You guys can do hard things.
Well, exactly.
I mean, if you want to quit, fine, but look at the things that you've done before. You can do hard things.
Well, what you've done with your family there, clearly you've shown them, you know, it underscores anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And it's one of the reasons we love doing interviews like this, frankly. Olin, I do want to go in a little bit of a different direction with you, because although we invited you on to talk about the sheer number of miles and the terrain that you covered as a family, you and Danae are both physicians. So, and I want to delve into, you know, some of your time in Chad. So you spent 12 years in that African country. What, share with folks, you know, what brought you to Chad and some of the things that you experienced there?
Yeah, so along the lines of just being a stubborn family, which being stubborn helped you finish the trails, we were also stubborn to go to Chad and to stay there for that long. We are both physicians, and we both had spent time in Africa before attending medical school and really had a passion to return there long-term and full-time. So we did that, and when we were finishing our training, we were looking for where we wanted to serve, and we had a few options open to us, but in the end, we wanted to go to where we thought we could make the greatest impact and the greatest long-term impact. And the statistics for Chad, I'm a statistics guy, and I could rattle off a dozen different ways in which Chad, at one point or another in the last 20 years, has ranked near the bottom or at the bottom of most medical indicators. And we felt like, and a lot of those were actually women's health indicators, and my wife being a gynecologist, we really felt like we could make an impact. So we went there, and yes, we treated patients, but beyond that, we wanted to start a nursing school, and we did. We sent dozens of Chadians to medical school, to nursing school, to go get masters, to accounting training and administration training, because you can't treat patients if the hospital is going under.
That's true.
So we really tried to beef up the infrastructure from a human resources standpoint, from a, I mean, generator and water tower standpoint, and just really kind of make it as solid as we could before we came back to the States.
I just wanted to add, while we loved what we did, it was super rewarding. At times, it was very difficult because of the situations that we happened to be in, working 24/7. Sorry, my child's screaming in the background.
It's okay.
Can imagine.
Well, they want some airtime. We appreciate
it's okay.
that. Exactly.
We do have 5 kids.
They're always angels.
They just hike down the trail. but we needed a break mentally. We were burnt out, and we really needed a break. And, you know, hiking on the trail and being out in nature provided that for us. So we kind of had the mental break, not delving right into whatever normal society expects of you. I don't even know what that is anymore.
Yeah, we say that exactly. And it doesn't matter. You define it yourself. And to the both of you, listen, clearly you're well matched. We can hear that. We know there's certainly, this is not the last that we're going to hear from you. I'm sure there's a lot more coming. Very nice connecting with the both of you on this Saturday morning. I mean, congratulations on the missionary work, the resilience, and just the examples that you've set for your kids. We totally respect and appreciate that. So enjoy the weekend, and thanks for being part of our program today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, well, there they go.
Okay, that is an inspirational story.
I love it.
On so many levels.
Right now, as Mary and I take you into this bottom of the hour break, there are three more segments to go before it's going to be time for British Airways to gas up the jet and take us to London. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.